Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tara.
This is Guided Bullshit.
Oh, I forgot that we were going to
We decided that we were going to try to say this is Guided Bullshit together, and Tara just stared at me.
I completely forgot. This is why I should not be allowed to text while we're doing our opener.
No texting while casting.
Aww.
Okay, there's baby birds on Tara's porch, and
they're so
they've
cute.
Been like the main event for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, guys, they're super adorable. I suggest everyone get a birdhouse.
What?
Like a birdhouse.
They're not birdhouse.
Yeah, no, but I feel like some people don't have nooks and crannies in their, like, outside for a good bird nest. I don't know. I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, whatever, Tara. You're right. I'm just glad that it's finally the weather, like, A, for birds, B, for, well, I was going to say B, for, like, no air conditioning or heating.
Yeah.
But last night I was, like, fucking sweating balls.
Really?
Like, I was so hot.
Damn.
So I think I have to get the air conditioner down from the attic.
That sucks.
It sucks that I have to use a window unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you have to get it down from the attic.
That sucks less than the fact that I have to use a window unit also.
Yeah, I would... I've never used a window unit before, I don't think.
There was one in my old apartment, but the landlord had got it and it, you know, functioned. These ones I had to buy on my own.
And so they're...
From
just like
a hoarder, basically. A hoarder on Elm Street.
Oh, okay.
Gave me a good deal, but they're not very powerful.
Yeah, you should have Lewis, like, open the windows during the afternoon, like, before you're off work, because I feel like it'll cool your house down some. I've noticed that makes a difference with ours, and maybe it's because we don't have that much direct sunlight coming into our windows, because, like, I don't think we've turned the air on at all.
Yeah.
Granted, it was a little warm this morning, but I think that was because of the oven.
Oh, no, it was warm this morning for me.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sweaty as fuck.
That's gross.
Anyway. So, Tara, what are we talking about today?
Well, glad you asked. we are discussing when you know when a date is a date. I feel like so many times people go to dinner or grab a drink with somebody, whether they're close to them or not, and finding out, like, where on the date scale is it?
Like, I didn't know there was a date scale.
I just made that up. I guess. I mean, there's a scale for pretty much everything else.
We haven't developed a conclusion to this question yet, so we're gonna work through this together.
Yeah. And we're gonna probably need y'all's input on what you think.
Yeah. GuidedBSPodcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up.
Anyway.
So, what do you consider a date?
Dude, I think if you're not assuming that you and another person are going on a date whenever they ask you to dinner, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe not in all circumstances, but generally, like you just went out to dinner with somebody.
Yeah.
And, like, my first thought was, like, okay, was this a date? Because, like, he asked you to dinner. You guys have only hung out, like, once or twice before, and you're going into an intimate environment.
Yeah. See, I don't know, because, I mean, I totally fucked up finding out whether or not that was a date, because I word vomited that the checks were separate. So, I don't know,
How was his reaction when you were like, separate?
He was kind of like, oh, shit, he was like, I wasn't gonna say that, because, like, he was about to say something, and I thought he was gonna say separate. So I just beat him to the gun that... Was it
beat
loaded?
Him to the gun?
I don't know. There's a beat him to the...
You mashed up some things there. I mean, I do that all the time. I'm just proud of you right now.
Hey, I rolled with it. I was like, the unloaded gun. Because he wasn't actually going to say anything. Yeah, so I don't know.
Did he seem like, oh, obviously this isn't what I thought it was.
No, I think it was a little, like, he kind of seemed a little...
like, I asked you to dinner, I was going to pay for this.
Yeah, I feel like it was probably the second reaction, but I don't know. It was really hard to tell. Mm. I mean, he was a super nice guy, and so, like, I'm assuming that he probably would have paid.
He was super cute, too.
Yeah, he is. He is pretty cute. But,
I wasn't there. I just happened to have seen him around.
She just happened to follow us to dinner.
It was not a date.
Oh, yeah.
That we can conclude.
That we can definitely conclude. Yeah, but no, there have been instances where, like, I don't know. I feel like typically if someone takes you out to dinner and, like, pays and stuff, I feel like that's more so considered a date. Unless it's, like, a really close friend that's like, oh, like, no, it's cool. You bought me coffee. Like, I'll get you this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have this experience, and I still actually don't know if it was a date, but I think part of that is because of the aftermath.
Right. What happened?
Well, we never spoke again.
How close were y'all?
We knew each other very tacitly, like how you met this guy, sort of. Like,
right.
I was working one day, and I hadn't seen this guy in a while, and, like, I met him when I was dating my boyfriend.
Right.
Well, my ex-boyfriend now. But we were no longer together, and he'd seen me at work, and was like, hey, let's hang out, and texted me later, and was like, hey, you want to go to dinner? Like, let's go to coffee or whatever, and I was like, right. Okay. And we ended up, like, meeting on Tate Street, and getting coffee, and walking around a lot, and it was fine, and then he was like, let's go to one of our houses and, like, watch a movie.
Oh, I try to avoid that at all costs, because, like, if I go to your place, I'm probably gonna sleep with you.
That is totally not where I was. I mean, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, my house specifically. No. Like, Jess, when anybody goes to your house,
it's just like a crazy aphrodisiac.
Yeah, at the time, my house was not. I smoked inside. He was not a smoker.
Right.
I had a cigar that he smoked. I don't know. My house was a wreck. I was totally not prepared for this. I was like, okay, this thing is gonna end on Tate Street.
Right.
And, okay. I fucked this up, y'all. I've been thinking about it a lot. Right. Lately. I read a children's book with him.
What?
Yeah. This was before I was, obviously before I was pregnant. So I just really loved this children's book.
What book is it?
It was I Want My Hat Back.
I fucking love that book.
I know, which is why I read it to him.
That's so weird though.
I mean, I know. The thing is, he's a goofy dude. He's like, I think he was like early childhood education major or something like that. Or maybe okay. Like outside recreation. I don't know.
Alright.
But I read this children's book and we watched, he picked the movie. We watched James and the Giant Peach.
So, y'all pretty much had
a play date.
A play date. That is what you had. All right, now it's nap time.
And then he just, at the end of the movie, like, it was, like, a really awkward leaving, and, like, we hugged, and he left.
And you never talked to him again?
Never spoke again.
That's so bizarre.
So, like, I'm still, like, I feel like maybe, okay, it was a date, it just went really bad.
Right.
And, one of my hesitations at first was I was like, he can't possibly be attracted to me, so this is strictly a friend thing. Like, he was shorter than me.
So? Your ex-boyfriend was shorter than you.
I know, my ex-boyfriend was even shorter than him. But I don't know, he just didn't seem like the kind of guy that would be into someone like me. He was, like, super active.
Right.
And I was just, like, this hipster that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, you were like, I ride my bike sometimes.
Right. Like, that was it.
That's fair. You know what they say, opposites attract.
Yeah, I just had never, like, I thought he was cute, but I never felt that, like, tension.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair. I mean, I think that's kind of important, though. If, like, if you go on a date with somebody and you're just, like, you don't feel anything towards it other than, like, yeah. I could be friends with you, then don't try to force a relationship out of that. So maybe if it's, like, maybe it's for the best that you didn't talk to him again.
I mean, yeah. I was kind of upset that we didn't, though, because, like, I actually liked him as a person. And right. if it was just, like, friends hanging out, like, I feel bad that we didn't again, because he was a cool dude.
And it could have just been the fact that, like, he was looking for something. Like, he was looking for a relationship, and he wasn't going to be like, oh, well, I'm just going to be friends with this girl.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe if, like, he picked up vibes that you were kind of not into it,
yeah,
then he just kind of put that to the side.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you said earlier, which is hard for me to grasp why people can't just be friends. But you made a point earlier that, like, guys and girls aren't just friends.
At least it doesn't happen often.
It doesn't, which is so fucking stupid. And yes. I get it, but
and, like, I get your point, too. Like, I know that it's possible.
Yeah.
I just also know that it's kind of rare. A guy is not texting you randomly being like, hey, let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
Generally, if they're not actually interested in you.
Right. So, okay, how do you feel? Have you ever been on a date to, like, a bar?
Have I ever been on a date to a bar? I don't think so, really, no. I don't think so.
That was a very complicated answer.
My memory is, like, really on point sometimes, and then really, like, I'm just not sure.
That's fair. Okay, because I don't consider it a date, but the guy considered it a date.
Okay. You mean you don't consider any time, like, when you go to a bar with a guy, like, that is not a date.
Well,
we could be interested in each other and be hanging out because we're interested in each other, but this doesn't count as a date.
Well, so me and my friend actually kind of set up guidelines for, like, bar dates.
Okay.
Like, what qualifies as a bar date. So, the stipulations are, it can't be a bar that, like, whatever bar you go to, it can't be one that you know a lot of people at.
Can't be College Hill, you guys.
Yeah.
You can't go to College Hill.
You can't go to your local watering hole and see a million people that you know. That's not a date. Also, he has to buy, I think it was either all your drinks or at least, like, two drinks.
Okay.
And, oh, fuck, there was another one. There was one more thing. But, okay, I can't think of the third one. Maybe it'll come to me. So, me and this guy, who had been friends for a while, he, like, had texted me, and he's like, hey, like, you want to go grab a drink? And I was like, yeah, because we've hung out and we've drank before, and, like, nothing's ever come of it.
Right.
And I do that with some of my guy friends. Like, some guys I just get together with and drink with.
Yeah.
And it's just strictly friends. So that's what I thought this was.
So because you had that history of friendship, it did not seem like a date.
Yeah, exactly. Until he started saying stuff like, oh, we ran into one of my friends who showed me a really old picture of us that they had found. And he was like, oh, I really like your hair in that picture. Like, that's a really good color on you. And then a girl had, like, said something to me later on that night, and she was like, oh my god, you're so cute. And he was like, yeah, I know she is. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? What Twilight Zone did I enter? Because this has not happened. And then, like, we walked to another bar, and then he, like, held my hand. And I was, like, so fucking confused.
But you let it happen.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Okay. I thought he was cute, and I was like, I don't know what's happening, so I'm just gonna roll with it.
But you still had that, like, is this a date? I don't know.
Well, I didn't think, I kind of still didn't think anything of it.
Oh.
Until we went home together that night, and then started seeing each other for, like, 3 or 4 months, and I told him, I was like, I want to, like, have an actual date. Like, I want to go on a date. And he's like, well, we had a date. And I was like, when the fuck did we have a date?
Yeah.
And he was like, when we went to the bar that one night. And I was like, that is not a date. That was not a date.
I also think a major factor here that is important, and I said this throughout the whole relationship, but he was very young.
He was, but still.
Like, freshly 21, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, like,
I just think that, like, age matters sometimes. Or age doesn't matter sometimes, I should have said. But, like, when it does matter, it's, like, when you're really young and...
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to say that.
Going to the bar together...
Is a date.
Is a date.
Yeah.
When you don't pay for their drink and you held hands.
Yeah. So...
Did he pay for your drinks?
He bought me one drink, I think. Mm. Yeah. And so I was like, eh.
Yeah.
And then he, like, moved into my apartment without asking. So then I was like, all right, calm down. That's not where this is going. Yeah. So that's why, like, I don't, it's, like, if you go on a date to a bar, I definitely think that there are stipulations as to where you go. Like, someone's asked me to go grab a drink with him, someone that, like, I was kind of seeing.
Yeah.
And they were, like, they had asked me to go out, and then we were trying to figure out where to go, and he brought up a bar that I've never been to. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Like, let's go to this bar. And we saw no one there that we knew. He bought all my drinks, and we sat there and talked for, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Very clearly date.
Yeah, very clearly date.
Okay, okay.
So, to anyone that's listening, if you think you've been on a date at a bar, and he hasn't bought your drinks, at least two.
Yeah.
And you talk to other people, not a date, guys. Not a date. Just trying to save you some confusion.
Okay, so we're on the same page as far as bar dates.
Yes.
Now, we've divided up our lists based on, like, we talked about this a little bit already. Like, do you know this person?
Yeah.
A lot. Because I feel like if you know the person well, like, you have to establish early on if you're going to go on a date, whether or not it's a date. Because there is going to be that, like, what is this?
Yeah. Which is also something that, like, no one wants to have a conversation about. I think, right. I think that, like, terrifies people for some reason.
Yeah, and I think that, like, we're at this, like, weird shift with stuff like this.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't assume it's a date anymore all the time.
Nope.
And that's probably one of the problems we're facing here.
Yeah. And I think part of it is also just, like, not being forward. I don't know. Maybe that's just because I'm very, like, I'm a pretty forward person.
You like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's not beat around the bush here.
And I think that a lot of people, like, if they're not interested, don't want to say it. They're like, oh, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings.
Or I don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
If they don't feel the same.
Yeah. But, like,
who doesn't have guts anymore?
I don't know. Guys, where are your guts?
Where are they?
Because we all need to get some.
I think so.
Because it just saves you so much time. And, like, some people get...
And it's embarrassing anyway if, yeah, like, one person thinks it's not a date and one person thinks it's a date. I don't know.
Yeah. And, like, it's not a big deal if it is or isn't a date. It'll save you time with, like, getting caught up in all your emotions.
Yep.
Just... I think the best solution is just being forward. Blunt.
So how do you say that, though? Do you just be like, hey, dude, is this a date?
I mean...
Because I feel like that could be met with...
I almost did last night.
I think you should have. But I feel like sometimes that could be met with, like, I don't know, is it a date to you? Like, do you think this is a date? I don't know. Do you think this is the day?
I'd be like, don't ask me that question. I asked you first.
I mean, yeah, you could just say that. You could just scream that in their face.
And then it's definitely not a date.
See, my problem with this whole subject is that I feel like I've never, like, really been on a successful date. And Tara and I were talking about, like, just sleeping with people. Yeah. Like, yeah, if it was a successful date, we probably just slept together, which is probably why I consider, like, all of my dates bad, because if they were good, then they would have turned into one-night stands, and that's a whole different category.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing, though, like, because I've had some, like, pretty good dates that, Jesus Christ, Jess just spilled coffee on herself because she doesn't know where her mouth is.
Nope.
You've just been running it so much it's become numb.
Bitch!
I'm just kidding. No, because I had, like, a Tinder phase where, like, I went on dates with guys from Tinder. And, like, they weren't bad dates because I feel like I've been pretty good about wanting to actually get to know a person.
Yeah.
And so I think there was, like, one person I slept with from Tinder. But I knew them from outside of Tinder.
Okay.
That's a lie, too.
This what?
I said that's a lie, too. There were two.
Oh.
But they were both people I had seen before. No. But there were some Tinder dates that I went on that, like, went pretty well. I just decided I wasn't really interested in them. And, like, I didn't sleep with them, though. So, I'm not sure if I would use sex as a factor into, like, whether or not a date went really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sex is a very complicated topic for me. Because I'm, like, so torn. I'm like, that doesn't mean that the date was bad. Or, like, doesn't mean that it was good.
And I'm not using it that way. It just happens to be that way. Like, I honestly, like, I can't really think of, like, a good date because of that.
Yeah.
Like, well, and my concept of date is, like, we know this person tacitly, and it's probably, like, a date. We're probably getting to know each other here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I did see this one guy, and I fucked it up again. I'm just really bad at them. I think it was just that I'm so inexperienced and worried about, like, actually being myself. I don't know.
What happened?
He wanted to, like, see, I don't even know how we met, probably at a party or something, but he wanted to, like, go back to his place and watch a movie, and we got beer and stuff, and I literally, like, we sat there and watched the movie, and I was, like, sewing things into my jeans the whole time.
Jess,
like,
what the fuck?
Do you remember my...
What?
I was really weird, okay?
No shit.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Nothing's wrong with you. Maybe I just didn't
care that much. If I don't care, then I'm just like, well, I'm gonna be myself. My weird self.
I'm just gonna sew stuff into my jeans while we watch this movie.
They were super cool, though.
I don't remember.
My jeans.
Your jeans.
I think we watched Grease. I don't know. I don't know, though. Maybe it wasn't Grease.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it wasn't.
So, what happened after?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing happened.
Probably because you were sewing your jeans.
But I think he tried to hang out with me again, but I was still, like, half-seeing my ex.
Oh.
So, I probably wasn't too into that.
Yeah.
I probably said yes to the date thing, like, in an attempt to find somebody else and, like...
Yeah.
You know how rebound. You do that? Yeah, rebound.
Yeah.
But, like, then you're just like, easier to just stay with this person.
Yeah. I want to say I know what that's like, but I don't. But I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, what's, like, the... Do you have, like, a really bad date story?
Oh, were those not bad enough?
I mean, no, those were bad.
Those were really bad.
I mean...
On my part, though.
On the... With the guy, like, not calling you back or, like, ever hitting you up again. That wasn't, like, a bad date.
Both of those were bad dates because I was stupid and unprepared.
Because
I didn't know it was a date.
That's true.
If I had known it was a date, I would have cleaned my apartment.
Jesus Christ. That's fair. No, but like horror story dates. Like, I went on a date once and first of all, did not realize this guy was significantly younger than me. I think he was like 19 and I was 21, 22.
Well, that's not a huge jump.
It's not a huge jump.
But we've talked about that step between 21. Like 21 could be treated as like 2 years.
Yeah. I also feel like it's different going, seeing someone older versus seeing someone younger.
Mm-hmm.
Younger just has so many fucking complications. Yeah.
Not to be sexist about it.
But
at least for women to men.
Yeah. For men to women, I feel like it doesn't really cause issues.
Yeah. I haven't seen as many issues.
Yeah. but so this guy, like, picked me up from my house, and we were gonna go to this festival, and I mainly wanted to go because, like, I'd never met this person before. It was a Tinder date.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, if I need a quick, like, escape, I know so many people that are gonna be at this festival.
What, was it, like, a food truck festival?
No, it was Tate Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we went there, we got coffee, and we, like, sat outside and talked for a bit. Before we even got to the festival, I already knew it was gonna be a shit show because we were driving and he just like dropped the N-word and like casually used it, and he's like, yeah, sometimes I call people that like when I'm driving.
This is a white dude.
Yeah. And I was just like, I am so not okay with that. Like, also, like, you have no idea, like, my background or anything about me, and you're just, like, freely using that term.
Yeah.
Like, it holds no consequence.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so, that was, like, the first red flag. I was like, shit. This is gonna be bad.
Was he a horrible person?
I feel like he wasn't a horrible person. I feel like he was just young. That sounds really bad. But, like, when you're younger, I don't think you think about any of those, anything, the weight it carries.
I think you're less likely to have actually considered the actions that you do and the consequences that they have.
Yeah.
Which is something that comes with age.
But, so we were sitting outside, and he was like, oh, like, I really like making stories for people, like, you know, people watching, and you're like, okay, yeah. Oh my god, that person's doing this.
I feel like people always say they like to do that, but, like, do they actually do that?
Yeah.
It just seems like something in movies that people do.
Yeah.
It's, like, super cute in movies, but, like, never actually happens.
Well, this was actually not super cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
Were they all, like, serial killers?
No, they were just, like, overly sexual things.
Oh, that's so uncomfortable.
And he kind of, like, belittled the woman. He was, like, talking about this couple, and he was, like, yeah, he just, like, made her out to be, like, super stupid and stuff, and
I... You're like, why is the woman gotta be stupid?
Right? I was like, whoa, what?
Where did this come from?
Yeah, where is, and then when it got sexual, I was like, I gotta fucking get out of here. And then I told him I had, like, a lot of schoolwork to do, and I had, like, all this stuff due the next day. And so, we ended up, like, going back to my place, and he's like, oh, like, do you wanna, like, hang out and watch TV or something? And I was like, you know, sure, like, me being way too nice, I was like, yeah, sure, like, but I can only do it for, like, 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And then I, like, actually have to get some work done. And so we were watching something, and then he, like, put his arm around me, and I was like, oh, no, like, this is not what should be happening right now. And he, like, I could see out of the corner of my eye that he was kind of, like, looking at me. He'd, like, look at me and then, like, go back to the screen.
Yeah.
And so I looked at him one time when he was looking at me, and then he tried to kiss me, and I straight up put my hand in his face. I was just like, oh, like, I'm not really feeling this, or like, I've never put my hand in someone's face other than that time, I don't think I could have, but I was just like, no. What did he do? He was like, no, I get it. He was like, you're like, not looking for anything right now. And I was like, you're right.
Not looking for you right now.
Not looking for you. And so then he ended up leaving, and...
Did you ever speak again?
I think, no. Hell no. Hell no. I'm not trying to talk to, like, a racist sexist. He tried sexist. To talk to you. No, he never tried to get back in contact with me. But it was funny because, like, we decided to, like, go outside and smoke before he left. And then he, like, out of nowhere got a call from his brother. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, I have to go now because my brother's kids, like, need to be watched or something like that. And I was like, thank God. Thank God you finally got the picture. It only took me putting my hand in your face, but you got it. Oh,
that's so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It was so weird. Yeah.
I'm just... I tried to kiss a guy one time. But not like that. It was like the end of the date. And I'm like, I guess this is what people do at the end of the date. So, like, I, like, gave him a peck. Like, in the car.
Yeah.
And he, like, so wasn't trying to do that. He was into me.
Oh, really?
He was into me, but he just was, like, he was just to... a gentleman.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit. I'm, shit.
Okay. Bye. Damn. Yeah, that's always weird. Like, that
I don't know.
Should you kiss?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I don't have that many experiences like that.
Tara does. Look, this is what happens when you've been single for 23 years. I went on a date. This guy, like, took me to Chipotle, which was fucking awesome. Like, I got free Chipotle out of this date. And I think that, like, maybe... No, we just decided to walk around. So we walked around the campus. And at one point, like, we sat on this bench. This is another thing with, like, guys just thinking that you want to be kissed. And he, like...
Well, movies tell you that you do!
Movies are lies.
Movies tell them that you do. Like, if you're sitting on a place like a bench or a couch, their arm is supposed to go around your shoulder and they're supposed to go in for a kiss at that moment.
And that's not always the case. It's like cues. God, it's so fucking irritating because sometimes you forget that there are those cues and you're like... playing into the cues without realizing it.
Oh my God, I'm so bad at that.
Oh God, it's really bad. But yeah, so he like kissed me and I was like, you know what, fine. You're cute, you bought me Chipotle. I'm gonna kiss you. And then he like tried to feel me up.
Oh, and on I was the like, bench?
Yes.
On campus.
Yes. And I was like, nope, no. And
okay, that's pushing the line.
Yeah, right? I was like, what do you think's gonna happen here? In the open? In public?
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like, no. And so, like, we kissed, and then I was like, okay, after you just groped me, we're gonna walk back now. Like, I didn't say that, but,
that's what you did.
But that's what happened. And... we didn't really talk afterwards. We still follow each other on Instagram.
Okay.
And, I mean, he seems like a really... he was a really cool guy. Yeah. We were also definitely into much different things. Like, we had a bunch of mutual friends, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really into sports and, like, growing his beard out, which I'm cool with. But, like, I don't need to, like, you to tell me what kind of oil you use for it.
That's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, if you got a nice beard, you got upkeep.
Okay, I just don't care about beards that much.
I love facial hair, so.
Eh.
But, yeah. Yeah, so we were just, like, into totally different things. Super nice guy. Way too much groping. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's all I got as far as dates. It's just, like, those two or three that really stand out.
Yeah. I think what we all need to try to do is start thinking of things that aren't, like, typical dates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really want to go to the Science Center. Like, I want someone to take me to the Science Center.
That's cute.
Like, the
But
the,
that also the is kind part. Of... That's, like, kind of a thing that people often do, like, after they've been together.
That's why I think it should be, like, an atypical date.
Yeah.
It's a clear stance on whether or not it's a date.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I want to go bowling. Someone take me bowling. I want to go to a cool bookshop. I want to fucking go to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Like, do atypical dates.
Take notes, because those all sound super fun.
Yeah. And every time, I feel like every time I've ever tried to, like, mention one of those things to someone that I'm, like, actually seeing or, like, want to go on a date with, they're like, let's just go grab coffee. And I'm like, I can't.
We do that all the time.
I go grab coffee every single day.
Yeah.
Like, coffee runs through my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to do something that's not something I do every day.
The thing with dates is people don't understand, like, I think part of the reason dates go so bad sometimes is because, like, especially if you don't really know this person, you are kind of shocked with that environment of being face-to-face and having nothing else to look at.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be talking, and there's that, like, added pressure that makes it, like, way uncomfortable. When you go somewhere that has other stimulation, like, cool books and animals and whatever you're talking about, like, you actually have something to talk about and the opportunity to, like, see what that person's like. Instead of, like, just flat out, like, asking questions, like, what books are you into?
It's an interview.
What animals do you like?
Yeah.
And that's uncomfortable.
It is. And it makes you be less like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard for that person to get to know you that way.
Yeah.
So.
You have to be put into environments that actually, like, make you think about different things or challenge the questions that you would ask without them.
And it's not as awkward. Mm-hmm. So, guys, let's all start going on atypical dates.
Yep.
Because that'd be really cool. And then you know if it's a date or not.
Yeah. Okay, so two things we've learned today. Maybe three. I don't know. I can only think of two right now. Atypical dates.
Yes.
You know, we got to start making dates.
Yes.
Not this whole gray area of, like, is this a date? Is it not a date? Like,
right.
Whatever. Leading into number two, which is be more blunt.
Yes.
Because if you're not blunt up front, then
you're never gonna get anywhere.
Then you're always in this, like, do I text him? Should he text me? Is he into me? Like,
yes. Also, three, remember the bar rules.
Oh yeah.
Remember the bar rules. Not a place that you know every single person at and the bartender. And also, at least two drinks need to be bought for you.
Okay.
Keep those in mind.
And I think that these things apply to people with boyfriends, too. Keep it spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm sure the flame's gonna die, and then that's a whole thing.
Wow. Way to end on a bad note, Tara. Oh.
Keep things spicy.
Okay, let's just stop there.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. If you have any horror story dates or what you do and do not consider as a date, you should email us at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
Do it.
All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.